This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
All right, Richie, before we properly dive in, let's get the official drop in the can. Whenever you're ready.
Hi, what's up? This is Richard Coleman, popularly known as Richie Ramon the Talkative of Richie's Talk Zone podcast, a safe and relatable space for youths that are looking for answers to pertinent life questions. And you're listening to Into the Podverse with Tony Doe.
Perfect. Now we're rolling. Innovations, challenges, and opportunities in podcasting. This is Into the Podverse. I'm Tony Doe. Welcome to the show. Take us back to the beginning, Richie. How did Richie's Talk Zone actually start?
Well, basically, the personality, Richard Coleman, Richie, is always the go-to guy for most of my friends, my acquaintances, my family members. They always reach out to me because I always give listening ear to people's issues. So I discovered that I always have answers to the questions that they throw at me. So some people gave me feedback that, oh, basically, this answer you gave me, I applied it and I really got headway. So I just sat there. I was like, I'm really impacting people. Yeah, I know I'm impacting people, but how can I do it on a larger scale? So a friend of mine one day called me. She called me and she was like, Richard, why don't you start a podcast? So it's not just limited to just your friends gaining these great things that you have upstairs. Why don't you get a podcast, distribute it so people can listen into your podcast? Because I discover my strength lies with youths, and because I'm a very realistic person, I have so many questions myself. So when I go in search of answers for those questions, I always want to share with people. So that is how Richie's Talk Zone came about. So I basically set up this podcast to be able to reach the youths, because youths are really passing through a lot. We have several faces in that particular youth bracket. So that is basically how Richie's Talk Zone came about. Just an amplifier for my voice to be heard and also cause a positive impact in my generation. Yeah, basically. So that's it.
You go deep in the stuff most people dodge. Anger, fear of getting older, mentorship, all of it. What makes you look at a topic and say, yeah, we've got to unpack this one?
Okay, so for this, for how I decide my topics of interest, I basically look within myself first, and I look within my circle of youth per se, because I always like building a community. So if I go for an event, I go anywhere, I try as much as possible to network with youth such as me, so I get their contact. So randomly, we might be chatting somebody, because I'm a kind of person that people close up to. They feel comfortable around me. So when they share some things with me, I discover that, oh, this person's passing through this phase. Another person's passing through this particular thing. Why don't I do a research on it or get somebody that can be able to speak on this particular issue? And then it's available for everybody. So it's like a blueprint. Yeah. I basically see my podcast as a blueprint for youths, that when you listen to Richie's Talk Zone podcast, any question that you have, virtually any question that you have, I'm still building it up though, but virtually any question that you have pertaining you being a youth, you're going to see it on my podcast. Like you rightly said, fear of aging, money affairs, everything, mentorship. Yes, that's what youth need. So that is how I coin my topics of interest for each episode that I release. Yeah.
Out of all the episodes you've dropped, which one hit you sideways? And what was the listener's message or reaction that made it really stick with you?
virtually all the episodes that I've done forced me to rethink something in my own life. You know, like I said earlier, I always take a look within. So most of the things, and I know I'm a youth as well, so some of the things I'm passing through, other of my youths are also passing through it. So I first of all look within and I say, how can I overcome this particular thing? What can I do differently to be able to tackle this particular issue I'm facing? So that is how those episodes are birthed. So if those episodes are birthed from within me, definitely it causes me to rethink, because I discovered that when I'm doing my research and bringing this to the table, I'm also helping myself. I'm helping myself to become better. So my episodes are not just for my listeners. They are also for me. They make me rethink every day, from how to manage your money, fear of aging, mentorship, leadership, and the rest. Everything is things, they are all things that I've thought about personally, very deep thoughts that I've had personally. So it had made me, after gaining some insight from some people that I invited onto the podcast, and also from some of my friends, I discovered that, and research as well, I discovered that, yeah, it caused me to rethink and become actually a better person, to change my approach to basically that episode. Yeah, so all my episodes, all topics have caused me to have rethink.
When you know a guest is about to open up in a big way, how do you prepare for that?
To answer this question, I would say I tilt towards the angle of spontaneity. I always dwell on spontaneity. I always make sure my episodes are not just, they're not robotic. I don't want a robotic kind of podcast. So I make sure my flow with the guest is relatable. Even though, yeah, I sometimes come up with prep questions that I share with my guests to just take a look at it. But sometimes I exclude some things from those questions that I'm going to be maybe springing up on the person to give me answers to. It depends on the episode though, but I would say I dwell more on spontaneity. I give my guests prep questions that they can go through, particularly for some pointers that I feel they need to have ample research on to be able to deliver what I want them to deliver to both myself and my listeners. So yeah, spontaneity and also some kind of prep questions I give my guest.
You're a seasoned voiceover artist as well. I'm curious, how does being on the other side of the glass all these years shape the way you host now?
I'd say being a voiceover artist has also given me an edge as to how I deliver my podcast. Because if you listen to my podcast, from the intro, the highs, I'm even doing it right now. From the intro, the highs, the low, putting in, because this is audio. My podcast, unfortunately, is audio, just audio. Why am I saying unfortunate? Podcast actually began from the audio angle before we shifted to video. So yes, my podcast is an audio podcast. So you need to be able to tell a story. That's how your voice needs to sound for your listeners to go along with the flow, because their retention can be disrupted if you're not speaking in a certain kind of way or delivering in a certain kind of way. So yes, I would say my voiceover artistry has helped me on my delivery a lot, and people actually enjoy listening to me when I'm delivering any episode.
Your episodes have this signature rhythm and length that seems to work. Have you experimented with other formats?
When I started my podcast initially, I was just doing solo. I didn't have any guests coming on. I had like about 4 episodes or even 5 episodes solo. And I've had some episodes where I had multiple guests come onto the podcast to talk about a particular issue. I've had an episode where I had multiple of my friends just coming, vibing, talking about an issue that had to do with relationship. I had multiple of my friends. I've also had an episode where a fellow podcaster came in and a friend of mine also came in to talk about a particular matter. I've had episodes where I had an OAP come in, a podcaster also come in. So basically, it depends on the topic, though, the topic of discussion. That is what determines if I'm going to be doing it solo, or I'm going to be inviting somebody, just a person, or I have multiple guests onto my podcast. So it's a mixture of all those elements, but it's basically based on the episode that I'm delivering. Yeah.
Let's talk growth for a second. What's actually moved the needle for Richie's Talk Zone?
So when it comes to growing my audience, I'm still exploring different channels at which I can grow my audience. But I'd say first and foremost, the first one, number one, is community building by myself. So what I did initially on my podcast was that I was hosting my podcast on Spotify. So there was the feature, even though unfortunately we don't have that feature anymore, there was a feature whereby you can comment when you listen to my podcast. So I noticed people were dropping comments after listening to a particular episode, or maybe when I send the link to a friend and they share with their own friends, they always have feedbacks that they give. Maybe I had some of them saying, oh, I'd want you to do a part two of this particular episode. Just basically getting it from friends and getting them on my comment section. So I decided to put everybody under a community. So people that love my podcast, I asked them, are you interested in joining a community, my community for my podcast, whereby you guys on my community get the inside scoop, even get to suggest topics that you want me to talk about on my podcast. So giving them that VIP pass as opposed to general, everybody just listening to my podcast. So I have my diehard fans that consume my podcast on a particular community whereby we talk, deliberate on things and just vibe basically. Then I will say social media too has helped. Yeah, social media. How I can't fail to include social media because this world is digitalized and social media is doing a whole lot of great stuff. So Instagram particularly. WhatsApp is also a social media. Snapchat. Yeah, I do Snapchat as well. I know some people be like, how do you do Snapchat? Yeah, Snapchat is also a medium I use. So social media, word of mouth, community building on WhatsApp. Yeah, that is how I've been able to grow my audience. And I have audiences all around the world. I tell you, the demographics are there on the analytics. You'll be able to see. I see. And what I just try as much as possible to do is to have a personal connection with, to the barest minimum, with my listeners. I can beat my chest and say I know majority of my listeners. Some of them I've not seen them physically before, but we talk online, we chat and the likes. That is the essence of that community building. So yeah, social media, community building, word of mouth, virtually everything. As a podcaster, do virtually everything because I noticed the podcast listening habit in Nigeria is not very, very pronounced. It's not very, very pronounced. So you have to do everything. Try everything. Try all mediums. I try all mediums. Coming from me, I'm saying it. Rich Remedy Talkative is saying it. I try all mediums. So if you're a podcaster listening, try every medium. Try every medium possible. Try every medium possible. If you're going to be sending, if you're going to be pasting flyers, getting merch, everything, try everything.
Has monetization crossed your mind yet? When you picture a brand or revenue stream that feels right for the show, what has to be true about it?
Yeah, but Tony, I've actually considered monetizing my podcast, but money aside, I tell you, money is going to come. But for now, my main focus is not even on the money. I know it might sound somehow, somebody might be saying, what is he talking about? Don't you want to eat? Don't you want to feed? No. The main reason why I started my podcast was not money. I didn't build the foundation of this podcast on money or generating funds from the podcast. I built this podcast because I clearly wanted to cause an impact. I really wanted to cause a change in my generation. So value first. And mind you, if you are offering value, there's no way money is not going to come your way. So money is going to come your way. So my focus is on delivering value, great value. Money is going to come along the way, but my main focus is delivering the value, making sure every episode I'm dropping is going to be evergreen. Yeah. 10 years from now, 15 years from now, somebody can go back to it and listen to it and it can help them. Like as I said initially, my podcast is a blueprint. I'm creating my podcast to be a blueprint for youths. So anytime, any generation, somebody can go back to my podcast, listen to it, and be able to gain value from it, be able to gain insight from listening to my podcast. Yeah, brand deals and the rest, they're going to come in the future. In the nearest future, I tell you, because I know I have my vision for podcast, but they're going to be coming. They're not going to be coming soon. Sponsorship. Yeah, anybody that wants to sponsor me, feel free. I'm ready for that. Live events. Yeah, it's in the pipe works. I'm planning on starting some live events and courses. Yeah, courses. Yeah, in the future, I'm going to be doing some courses. But for now, boss Tony, I tell you, monetization is not my main focus for now. It's not my main focus for now. It's delivering impact, it's delivering value to my esteemed listeners. Yeah.
Looking at the broader African podcast scene, what does a truly thriving community look like to you?
This may seem far-fetched, but a really thriving African podcast community should be a community where everybody knows his or her name, or will I say everybody knows each other on a first name basis. Because it's easy to create a community, and everybody's just there, not sharing value amongst each other. You're just there because you're under the umbrella of that particular so-called community. So I'd love an African podcast community whereby everybody knows each other on a first name basis. Let's even start from your particular country first and foremost. And the only way we can be able to have a larger voice is if we know ourselves personally. If we don't know ourselves personally, I don't see how we can be able to do some things. Yeah. You can say, yeah, there are some structures that will be put in place to do all these things. But I say what I would want an African podcast community to be is a kind of community where we know ourselves on a first name basis. We can even do form of exchanges. African podcasters, maybe from Nigeria, going to Ghana, coming to Nigeria, Zambia, and the rest, like touching bases around every corner of Africa, either physically or virtually. More of connections. I should be able to have on my contact list so many African podcasters that I know, I check up on them, they check up on me, they check on my episodes, they give me feedback, they give me some nuggets. I also share, basically intertwining, like there should be synergy. That is what I pray for. That is what I pray for. And I know in the near future it's gonna happen. And we're already doing great job at ADVA. We're doing a great job. The Association of African Podcasters and Voiceover Artists. We're doing a great job. Yeah, we can still do better. Other people should just join. We should just join hand and have a big umbrella whereby we all synchronize. There's a synergy, and because we can really, really do great things when we collaborate effectively.
Fast forward 2 years. Where do you see Richie's Talk Zone?
In the next 2 years, Richie's Talk Zone podcast. I see a large gathering. Large gatherings in different parts of Nigeria just to vibe. The gathering is filled with diehard Richie's Talk Zone listeners and some podcasters as well. Big stages. We just listen to podcasts. We just dissect each episode. What do you think? Q&As and the rest. People talk. They share thoughts that they have in mind as regarding an episode they listen to. I also want to be seen in different groups created, be it Facebook, be it WhatsApp groups. I just want to see a large community. That is when I'll say, I've arrived. A huge fan base of not just people following, but I've had their lives being impacted. So having those gatherings whereby people come up and say, so Richard, I listened to this episode on your podcast and it really turned my life around. Testimonies here and there. That is when I'll be like, yes, I've actually done what I need to do. We have arrived at the sole aim of creating Richie's Talk Zone podcast. So yeah, that is that from Richie Remedy Talkative. And I know by the special grace of God, I'm going to get there. Yeah.
hope today's episode sparked some ideas, tackled the challenge, or opened your eyes to a new opportunity. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review. Your support helps keep this conversation going. And if you've got thoughts or stories of your own, then please reach out to me at Tony Doe Media on social media. I'd love to hear them. Until next time, keep innovating, growing, and chasing those opportunities. Chat again soon.
Inaendeshwa na AfriPods.